It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Well, I had zero confidence that it would work in New England, and so I'm not surprised. The behavior last night with the text that seemed designed to harass and intimidate an accuser, group text, by the way, seems to have been the final straw. But this was not a person who was, just if you take, you know, that insidious part out of it, allegedly, this is not a person who, from a football perspective, was behaving in a way that was conducive to employment anywhere.
Michael Silver, NFL Network. You say that again. He was completely off the rails. Completely off the rails. Professionally, we came to find out personally. And the fact the Patriots were the one to give him the lifeline and reward him for that and bring him in here, to me, still blows my mind.
Well, so that's the other part of the story, right, is that he leveraged his way out of Oakland. The Patriots came running in, hands extended, to catch him out of the air. And it shouldn't be able to happen like that. I mean, it's a lousy way for a league to exist. So at the end of the day, you know, there's a reason they say you get what you give. Like, you invest in a guy like that, this is what you get. It's hard to feel any compassion or sympathy for the Patriots or Belichick on this. Like, you bring in a guy like that, you get what comes with him.
So, in case you just joined us, you probably heard by now, the Patriots have released Antonio Brown. That's over. The Antonio Brown experiment and experience in New England is over after 11 days. 11 days gone. So, what precipitated it? Is this. Overnight, Robert Klemko from Sports Illustrated, he's the one that wrote the story on Monday that detailed some of this other Antonio Brown history, including him exposing himself to a painter in his house. okay, a sexual misconduct allegation that was not civil, was not criminal. The gal was not even named. She never went after any of his money, never sued him civilly, never filed a criminal complaint. She just, her story was revealed to Robert Klemko that he hired her to come paint a mural in his house. When she turned around one day, he was standing there naked with a cloth over his crotch. And that was pretty much it. That was part of that story where he also stiffed everyone around him. He wouldn't pay his personal handlers, his chefs, the guy at the pet store, etc. So it was part of that story. So overnight, it was revealed that on Wednesday night, Antonio Brown reached out to this girl on text with three. I guess it's five people on this text exchange. Five people, including his lawyer and three of his associates. And I put that in air quotes. His friends, his henchmen, whatever. One of which, according to the girl's lawyer, is a drug and steroid dealer. So probably some pretty shady characters. He sends out a group text to five people, including these shady characters and her. And in the course of these texts, addresses both her and his henchmen, sort of together or in mass. So it's a group text. He says, really sad you would make up a BS story to the world. Thought you had more integrity and respect for yourself. Must be really hard times to make up some stuff for money. Super sad. This is a girl who unfinished my painting in my room from Redacted. Super broke girl with a lot of kids. Such a shame. And then I guess he starts texting to his buddies. This her in text, Eric B. Let's look up her background history. See how broke this girl is. Basically cried for opportunities. I let paint my room, couldn't finish. I flew out. Now I hear this. So sad. And then he puts a picture of her and her kids in the text exchange. So his buddies see what she looks like and her kids look like. Those are her kids, Eric. She's so awfully broke, clearly. And then he says, according to that post, she was, and I guess they repeat a, or put an Instagram post up there. According to that post, she was going to, or going for a Meek Mill rally. I can reach out to his team tomorrow and see if anyone knows her. She sounds like a celebrity groupie. So basically, he tacitly intimidates her for going forward with any other claims. He, in addressing his friends, his shady friends, saying, let's look up her background, is intimidating her against going forward with any other claims, any other things that she would do to defame him or hurt him, which is clearly harassment, clearly intimidation, clearly.
Oh, yeah, no, we're going to look into you. I got my guys looking into you.
Like textbook. And then putting pictures of her kids?
No, you guys don't get it. See, it was just due diligence. That's what he meant. This is what I heard from some of the phone calls and some of the people tweeting at me this morning saying, like, oh, you're reading too much into this. That's all. They're just trying to do their due diligence and investigate this woman because her claims are biased. And why didn't she go to the cops in the first place? Where are these people now? Any of them on the line? Any of them mad that he's been cut?
So as Mike Florio says, and he said it before the release, he said not taking swift and severe action against Brown on this would set a horrible precedent. He said Brown's text messages to a woman who had made an unofficial allegation of misconduct against him were intended to deter her from making an official allegation of misconduct through intimidation and harassment. No employer should allow such behavior to go unpunished. In a normal workplace, he wrote, allegations made by one employee against another employee will trigger a clear and unmistakable charge to the accused. If you intimidate, harass, or retaliate against the accuser in any way, you will be fired. And we all go through this anytime we do any compliance training on our laptop, like any company, you
absolutely
go through this. If you're involved in any workplace dispute or certainly sexual harassment dispute or anything like that in the workplace, and you go after your accuser, that's like human relations 101. You can't do that. No company stands for that. I think it's against the law. And so he goes and does this on Wednesday night. As Florio points out, the NFL, the entire world is the workplace. thanks to the league's decision to impose a personal conduct policy that applies both in the stadium and outside of the stadium. He says, so with an accuser making unofficial allegations against Brown regarding conduct that would potentially constitute a violation of the personal conduct policy, anything aimed at getting her to not proceed is no different than conduct in a normal workplace that is intended to intimidate or harass an actual or potential accuser. And he wrote this afternoon before the suspension, I'm sorry, before the release came down. Whether he realized it or not, the conduct is unacceptable, and the league and the Patriots should take action in response to it quickly. That was another thing where I read. As soon as I read the story this morning, I got my phone out and started waiting for the text that said the Patriots have released him or he's been suspended. Like, I mean, I said he's done. That's it.
You had to.
Mike, I felt that way when the Brittany Taylor story first came out.
Didn't we? I was like, I'm surprised he made it to the next day there. But on this one, I said at 2 o'clock, he's not making it through the day. 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, he's done. And it turned out it was 4 o'clock. That's when they got him. And when Florio wrote that, you know, that's also a tip-off. Because he's a tapped-in league guy. That's one of those. This is going to be my opinion, but I heard something. And that's it. No moss.
You know, the more that I think about it, I can't decide whether it's, like, surprising that he made it to 11 days or, you know what I mean? That it lasted this long or that it lasted this long. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know which is the more shocking development. That out of the gate with this thing, you said this thing's not going to last. It's not going to work.
I can't believe the Patriots brought him in the first place. I can't believe they paid him. Now, I'm coming to find or believe, I believe, Jimmy.
Yeah, let's go. Believe.
They haven't paid him the $5 million. They have not.
That's my feeling, too.
They have not. And it's no coincidence that they got out before that money was due. That's when the decisions tend to get made, when the money is due.
And the last thing they want to have happen now is have them get on the field on Sunday. Like, because Sunday's the 22nd. Payments aren't due till the 23rd. Why would you let him play and then potentially have a big game and then release him on Monday?
So don't tell me that's unrelated. It's related. The rubber meets the road when the money's due. It was due on Monday, so he's gone on Friday. So, but I'm surprised they still brought him in the first place. Like, there's got to be a line. I understand you can rehab guys and you can get guys to conform and you can take chances on guys other teams can't because of Brady and Belichick and what you've built here. And that's true to an extent, to a point. And then there's a point where the guys are just unreachable. They're just too far gone and you can't reach them and you can't conform them. And they were a little arrogant in thinking that they could just get anyone in here and conform to their way of being.
A little?
It was arrogant. It was arrogant or overconfident in their own ability to get everyone to fit in, because not everyone can fit in. You've had a strong locker room forever. You still had a guy here who was running around on a murdering spree. So you know that should have, I say, humbled you a little bit, or you know, gotten through to you a little bit that you can't get through to everyone. Just because Brady and Belichick are here does not mean everyone's going to conform.
Oh gosh,
and become just a good little Patriot.
It's so vain. It is what it is. It's so vain, let alone just completely, like, you know, I don't want to say morally bankrupt and come off as freaking Tony Dungy. What are the kids going to think? You know, I'm just not that much of a prude. But really, like, you have to believe for something or in something. You have to stand for something. And
winning above all else.
Even the football part with this guy bugged me after what happened in Oakland, because his behavior was so selfish. It's one thing to be a little bit of a diva. It's another thing to be a complete asshat.
So the other surprising, and it shouldn't be surprising, is that Antonio Brown almost made it. I mean, I think he was on his way to making it through the year. On his way, anyway. The Brittany Taylor thing was a civil claim. He's still on the hook for that, by the way, but it was just a civil claim. The league talked to her for 10 hours. Whatever she told the league over those 10 hours was not enough to constitute an immediate suspension or exemption. So he sort of dodged that. The Sports Illustrated story, the original one on Monday, made him look really bad, but there was nothing criminal in there. And the, you know, him stiffing everybody and being such a deadbeat is certainly embarrassing, but was anything there a death penalty for him? No. The exposing himself to the painter, again, sexual misconduct, but felt like that was going to go away. So all he had to do was just shut up.
All he had to do was leave his phone alone.
All he had to do was turn the phone off.
Can't help himself.
All he had to do was turn the phone off, right? and he couldn't do it. All that money on the a chance to rehab all the things that he lost, $30 million guaranteed in Oakland. He's lost all these endorsement deals. He's teetering on being hireable. He's about to lose it all if he hasn't lost it all already. And all he had to do was turn the phone off. All he had to do. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't turn the phone off. Think of that. All of that that was at stake. He couldn't turn his phone off. That is, I shouldn't be surprised, but that does surprise me. All that at stake. All right, so there's the Antonio Brown news in a nutshell. Your reaction right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's
playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bored my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Bill Perry. Bill, do you expect to have Antonio available to you on Sunday?
He's on our roster.
Fire Burnett. Bill, another headline today. Focusing on Antonio Brown, does any of this at all affect his status with the team?
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this, so we're going to get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
Hi, Jerry. Was there ever a point where some of the off-field stuff is enough?
Okay.
Is enough
too much? Yeah. I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Well, here we have another question.
I said a non-Antonio Brown. So that was Belichick today at the podium. I think he was all in. He was asked about his status. So all the stuff, all those text messages were out. They were out overnight. So Bill knew the story. Bill knew what Antonio Brown did. Practice today. All that football stuff Bill's in charge of. He's asked about it today at that press conference. Well, he's on the roster. He's out of practice. He was going to play. So, my view, my guess, Robert stepped in and ended it.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. Again, I mean, you know what? Something changed all of a sudden that made Bill reevaluate? That one comment he made at the press conference, you know, we're looking into some things. Like, that struck me as, oh, okay, well, you know, now there's a little bit of doubt there. Like, all of a sudden, because he didn't say that the other day. You know, and for him to acknowledge that, yeah, you know, we want to... You know, we want to sniff around a little bit. We don't like some of the stuff we're hearing either. Like, that's effectively what he's saying. At least was an indication to me that if they were, you know, they were bunkered in 4 days ago or 3 days ago, that all of a sudden now there was a little crack there. And you know what? Maybe he's not what we thought we were. Maybe this wasn't such a great idea. There was at least a shred of it. So, but I think, to me, there's no... Look, he answers to one guy and one guy only, Bill does. And that's Robert. Or Jonathan, right? I sort of lump them together. But he answers to ownership. That's it.
You think Bill answers to Jonathan?
No, but someday he may have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, you know, he's an extension of ownership. So at the end of the day, he answers to ownership. And so if they look at him and say, Bill, sorry. You know, that's it. It's over. He doesn't have a choice. There's no way he did this willingly. He wouldn't have brought him in the first place.
Okay.
Well, Mike, what has really changed? So some stuff has come out, but is any of the stuff surprising?
No. Nope. None of it's surprising.
And again, they reached agreement with him on Saturday. The first report or the filing of the civil suit against him, news of that came out on Tuesday. That's 3 days. They could have let him go last week. Like, this thing is only getting worse. It's like every 72 hours within that frame, something else has popped up.
Not surprising at all. Agenda-free Friday. This is still an agenda-free Friday. It's still driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose from new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Promised your reaction. Try and be quick. If we can, please, Dave in the car, go.
Hey, guys, so I think you're 100% right on a lot of things. I'm going to nitpick one area, though, where you talked about a half hour ago. You said you thought that their reputation would suffer. And the only thing I'm going to say is their reputation is that they're a rehab clinic. I mean, not everyone that goes to rehab makes it out the other side. So I just think that they're around the league, they're not going to look at it as, like, what are they doing? They're going to say this is more of what they've always done. It just didn't work out. And they're going to hate him for other stuff like they already have. I don't think that taking him in and releasing him 11 days is going to hurt their reputation. It's just going to be more of the same of what they've always been.
No, I mean, maybe you're right. I mean, it's a hit, but it could have been much worse. If they had hung on to him and he had hurt somebody.
Of course.
You know, like, you really could have. So it's damage control. Right now it just looks like a chapter of, what the hell were you thinking, man? Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
So look, again,
that was some rare bad judgment.
It will go away, provided there isn't another incident in a short period of time. It'll wear away. Everything always does. Over time, it'll fade away. But in the short term, again, the Crafts put a great deal of value on that brand. So you're telling me that just in terms of, now the football fans don't care, but what about all those people in the middle? What about all those people who are casual fans that, you know, just kind of go along with it? And I mean, follow the sport.
So what do you
casually
saying?
A lot of those people get turned off. There's a hit with that audience.
Oh, I think women.
Absolutely there is.
I think there was a hit with women.
So when people say, well, nothing changes, nothing changes for you because you're a football fan and you'll continue to be a football fan. For me, not a lot changes. But for that person in the middle who is a casual fan that actually believes that the team should have some sort of value and make some sort of, you know, stand when it comes to moral issues, absolutely that person's turned off. How could you not be?
Eddie in South Boston, your thoughts. You're up next with Felger and Maz. Hi. Hello, Eddie. Okay, baby, you can call us back. You do know the number. TC in Sacramento, you're up next. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. So quickly, I just wanted to say, what do you think that the agent knew? Do you think the agent is dead to the Patriots at this point? Because I'll tell you what, if I was Bill Belichick and there was any error between those two, I would be really upset with the agent. Honestly, the agent should be embarrassed. How does the agent represent his client and allow his client not to pay people like this? Just optics-wise, it's really, really bad.
Why are you blaming the agent? The Patriots knew what they were getting into. They knew what kind of guy this was.
Oh, no. So you see, again, blame the agent. Don't blame the team. Blame the agent, Mike. Don't blame the Patriots. Blame the agent.
Hold on. If you think the team is absolved because they believed a player agent? Ah, you child. It's the job of the team not to believe a thing those guys say. They're agents. That's the whole deal. You don't trust them, period. But by the way, I don't think that's what happened. I think Bill trusted Rosenhaus. I think he still trusts Rosenhaus. I think Rosenhaus let him know what was going on, and Bill kept it from Robert. That's where I think the fault lines are. I think Robert looks at Bill and says, what? I don't think Bill's looking at Rosenhaus saying, what the hell just happened? Bill knew what the potentials were. He knew what kind of guy he was getting. He didn't need Rosenhaus to tell him or not tell him.
No, it's Rosenhaus's fault that AB doesn't pay his debts.
So look, they may scapegoat Rosenhaus. Bill may scapegoat him, but that would be weak.
Oh, and they'll continue to do business because it serves them both.
Would you please? Noah in Mansfield, or Marshfield. Go ahead, Noah.
I hear AB, Greg Hardy, Tyreek Hill, and Richie Cognito play golf together.
I'm going to let you go. I don't want to try and figure out your joke. Scott in Weymouth. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, what's up, guys? Quick and to the point, Falga, in and out in 30. I am not surprised that this move happened. I actually predicted it. And secondly, doesn't the team feel a lot cleaner it's so much more easy to love them when they beat the snot out of the Jets this weekend.
That's it. You'd rather root against Antonio Brown than for Antonio Brown. Much easier. Much more fun to beat a guy like that than be a guy like that, isn't
it? They never needed him. They never needed him. Just on the field. And obviously, with all the off-the-field crap, they didn't need to deal with this stuff over the last 11 days that felt like 11 months.
I mean, that whole thing.
You just prostitute yourself with players like that. You just do.
Isn't it better when the other team has the overpaid, overwrought,
diva,
a-hole diva receiver, and you've got the tough, smart players that hit him in the mouth and beat him? Isn't that better?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that what you've been doing for 20 years? Isn't that always? So I stunned the amount of people that thought you needed this guy or wanted this guy. It's better on the other side, the side you've been on.
No, because for a lot of people, everything that they do is the right thing, and this was a media fabrication, and you're being hysterical about this for no reason. That's what it was, so people get defensive.
You're just getting in your car. The Patriots have released Antonio Brown. It's over. Details here in the update with Murray. Then more of your thoughts.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So here's the latest here from team headquarters. Obviously, a decision like this doesn't come without high-level discussions. And when we talk about high-level discussions with the Patriots, you're obviously going right to the top with owner Robert Kraft and head coach Bill Belichick. And this decision was described to me as one that they came to together and that they're aligned with. And obviously, you know, bringing Antonio Brown to the Patriots initially was something that was a decision that wasn't easy to come to for the Patriots, given their history with players and domestic violence and sexual assault. And so this was a sensitive situation from the get-go. And today, it reached a critical mass, and it was described to me that the statement the team released was short and sweet for a reason, because they're going to let their actions do the talking, and they're not going to get into a deep explanation as to why this decision came today.
Mike Reese, ESPN, portraying it as everyone on the same page. I don't believe that's the case.
How could you? So let me get this straight. Bringing them in, they weren't on the same page, but going out, they are?
I mean, ultimately, what's Bill going to do about it? He's not the boss. He didn't sign the checks. What, you know, what Robert says goes. So, like, what's he going to do about it? But I think football was all in on this guy.
So, look, and I'm not blaming Reese. Okay, Reese is just reporting what he's getting down there. I get that. Okay? But this whole idea of they're not going to take questions, they're just going to let the statement speak for itself, their actions speak for them, you know why? Because there are no answers to the questions they're going to be asked. That's why. And they don't want to have to accept them. They don't want to be asked, why'd you bring him in the first place? What really changed? This guy was an asshat when you brought him in. Now he's an asshat going out. What made you bring him in and then release him? There is no answer. There's no justification for it. None. Zero. Zip. They brought this on themselves from the beginning when they brought this guy through the door. They brought it on themselves from the beginning. And I think deep down they know that.
Absolutely.
So, but this idea that we're going to let our actions, come on. Come on, we're going to start with that now? Just like you didn't know that he was coming through the door? Listen, you lowered your standards because the guy's a unique talent. That's what you did. You took a shot. You thought it would work out and you'd be able to slip one under the door. And it didn't work out. The guy's a bigger asshat than you thought. Shame on you. But there's no escaping it. What happened is on them.
We continue with your thoughts. Maz, do me a favor. I need to get to the Mimecast email of the day, but my phone has literally just frozen up. Maybe for all the bull crap.
How's a phone freeze
from the last 2 weeks? I have no idea. I've handed it to our intern, that kid in there. He couldn't even figure it out. Usually the 13-year-olds can figure it out. Just
might be broken.
It might be like broken?
Yeah, I Googled what your issue with your phone is, and it says it might be broken.
How does that happen? God, that's so annoying.
I agree.
If that's the case, that better not be the case.
What are you looking at on there?
So I need an email. Just pick a good obnoxious one, all right?
Oh, any email?
Well, no, but just, I'll give you a second. Pick a good one. Here's Charlie in East Boston. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, quick question, then I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts. If the Patriots go on to win the Super Bowl, you think that scumbag gets a ring?
I wonder why people are so interested in that question. It always comes up. Is he going to get a ring? I don't know. Terry Glenn got a ring for basically playing a game and a half in 2001. That's the only precedent I have. They usually give the rings. So I don't know why you care, but people tend to. People tend to care. That's the only example I can give you. Terry Glenn was a total asshat in 2001. He, you know, remember the DID, I did want to be there, and staged the Wildcat strike and then walked out and then was done for the rest of the year. He played like a game and a half, but he got a ring. So, I don't know. Dave in New Hampshire. Go, Dave.
Hey, quickly, I see that Antonio Brown jerseys on the Patriots Pro Shop website, it's coded, this product is not available, so they reacted quick. My question for you guys is, I know it's a different circumstance, but does this kind of help Josh Gordon to get his life in order, even though the circumstances are different?
Well, I don't know about his life. I'll just, the football thing, it clears him up a little bit on the field. He's more of a prominent guy. He'll see more of the ball. He can get into more of a flow. Josh Gordon and Tom Brady getting on the same page is not going to be interrupted by Brady trying to get Antonio Brown on the same page. So, yeah, it's better for Josh Gordon, absolutely.
Because his performance dipped last week. Compared to how he looked in week one, it looked like, those two weren't in sync, he and Brady. So, yeah. No, he'll benefit here. And so will Philip Dorsett and everybody else.
I mean, make of it what you will, but the passing game looked better in week one than it did in week two. At least to me.
Do you got one for me, though?
I did. I found one.
Hold on. Hit it, Jimmy.
I can't find the rejoin.
It's time now for the Mimecast email of the day. Mimecast is the official cyber resilience email provider of the New England Patriots. Protect your business email. My phone needs protection. Protect your business email from cyber attacks with cloud solutions from Mimecast. That's Mimecast, MIMECAST.com. Go to Mimecast.com today.
Can I give you like a...
Go ahead, Jimmy.
It's the Mimecast email of the day.
Dear Felga, I fucking hate you. And I think Maz is a douche.
The Mimecast email of the day. Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
There you go. You're going to laugh at me now. I mistakenly deleted it.
Oh, come on.
Jesus. I'm serious. I did. But I can read one from another guy if you want.
Go to your trash folder.
I don't know what happened to us. It was here a second ago.
So annoying.
Okay, this is from Jake. All your instincts are right. Not all your instincts. They'll cut them at the first sign of trouble. I thought they never did that based on Chad Ochocinco. It was a horrible analogy in the first place, but wrong, wrong, wrong. They'll never cut him at the first sign of trouble. Wrong. Belichick might go the other way just to stick it to popular opinion. Wrong. Their rep took a hit. Wrong. You got it wrong coming and going. They should not have signed him in the first place. They don't need him. Right. You know the problem dumping on Gordon and Moss as soul stealers at level 10? You have no room for the Delta when a true piece of Reese's feces arrives.
I don't understand what he means, except we've rarely been more right about anything. So suck it, baby Patriots fans. Suck it. Felger and Maz, right, with a capital R from day one on this guy. Day one. Take the loss. It's okay. You win some, you lose some. This one, you look like a bunch of jackasses. You lost. You lost, and Felger and Maz take a big fat W on this. But don't think like I'm happy about it. He's been great for business. Those were a great 2 weeks of talk radio. Whether you like it or not, whether you choose to do it or not, like that was a lightning rod topic. He was great for business. For Felger and Maz, it would have been better if he was just suspended versus released. So I'm not doing that big of a victory lap. He was good for business. But you're better off as a team. Just take the loss. It's okay, babies. It's okay.
The whole thing was gross. He should have never, ever been here.
This guy was never going to make it. He was just never going to make it. It was so painfully obvious from the beginning after that complete clown show in Oakland. That thing was so bad. And he never, that team, in theory, rescued him from Pittsburgh. And that's how he treated them?
Huh. Tom and Quincy, go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Mike. Now that this jackass is officially gone, which we never wanted here to begin with, can they focus on the team that they're going to actually, you know, put on the field now? Like, right. Legitimately put this guy in the rear view, right?
Right.
Two questions for you, and I'm not even sure if you can answer them because, like, the NFL rules are so convoluted sometimes. But say he does get put on the exempt list now because he's just not on a team, right? Is he available to any team to still sign him even though he's on the exempt list?
I think so.
So... okay, so if something comes up where they're like, you know what, there's no grounds to keep him here on the exempt list, what stops any other team, which I get three in my head that come to mind that would just give this guy a shot because they have no soul, you know, that we thought the Pats lost their soul, and they did.
Who are the three teams?
Chiefs, Bengals, Redskins.
Don't leave out the Jets. Don't leave out the Jets.
But the Jets suck. Yeah. I'm thinking of teams that I think they can be good. So right. It's like, I just think that I can see one of those teams going, hey, what the hell? Because you figure he went from 30 in Oakland to 15 here. So now what are you dealing with? $5 million on the next scumbag team that wants to give him a shot?
So listen, Tom, even if he's suspended, I don't think there's anything that precludes a team from picking him up under suspension. I mean, wasn't Kareem Hunt traded to the Browns on the exempt list?
Yeah,
I think that's right. Yeah.
You know, so I mean, like he's
yeah, because when the Browns got him, they did so knowing he wouldn't be able to play the first eight games.
His rights are sort of separate from his status
in the league. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he's, if he's released, he's available to anyone in the league, and if he gets suspended, and I still think he should be suspended. I still haven't heard from the league, so he was released from the team. But I think he clearly on Wednesday night with those text messages was harassing and intimidating someone who made an accusation against him, which is against the personal conduct policy, which I think should get him suspended. So I'm still waiting to hear from the league on that.
Well, go ahead, Mari.
Well, Ben Volen of the Globe had tweeted a little while ago, you're out of the room. A league spokesman confirmed the NFL's investigation into Brown's rape and sexual assault allegations will continue even though he's not on a team.
So right, exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's independent of it, and him being signed by another team is still independent of that.
Murray, I don't know what you're seeing out there. I'm already seeing some sort of sentiment from Patriots fans. Boy, I hope he ends up on the exempt list or suspended so he can't play for someone else. And I just hear that and go, you got to be kidding me. So when he was
you're
here...
You're surprised by that?
No, I know, but it's just, it is so...
When you're here, it's free Antonio. He's being falsely accused. You don't know what you're talking about. Now that he goes somewhere else, you've got to ring him up. This guy's a menace to society.
I just...
No, Patriots fans...
It's just worth noting, that's all.
This one, you've really outdone... These last 2 weeks, you really outdid yourselves. I mean, you might say like another new low. That's one way to put it. Like, these last 2 weeks, you folks, above and beyond. Above and beyond. Ben in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, hey, I mean, it's been kind of all fun and games when it was happening to Pittsburgh. But, you know, seriously, I'm happy it's over with. We can get back to talking about football. I mean, this dude's been like a turd in my Fruit Loops for the last 2 weeks. I'm glad it's done.
Absolutely. He hijacked your season. I said this a couple days ago. This should be about... potentially Brady's last year, potentially the seventh Super Bowl championship, the most in the Super Bowl era, maybe 19 and all these great historic things. This has been a good, likable team. And this guy hijacked everything. He hijacked the whole season and became about him and all of his jackassery as opposed to all that other stuff. And you were okay with it? Or you wanted it? Like that surprised me too. Mike in the truck. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, but he posted a photo of the football, the touchdown pass from Brady with the date, says first touchdown pass, first and only. and one lucky fan can win this.
he's already posted that. He's already selling it. Something tells me, you know, this is a great irony and good. He's got it coming. You know, he immediately starts attacking this gal. You don't have no money. Look at your kids and how poor you are. Antonio, here's a little warning for you. Are ending up in the exact same place, sir. The exact same place. I'm curious how much money he has left and how much money he's ever going to have. Because I think he has no sense and no self-control and isn't a smart individual to begin with. And I think you're headed right there. Well, good.
Given his history, based on that Sports Illustrated earlier in the week, how he treats people beneath him, you think he's going to ship this thing to anybody? Come on. Oh, leave a comment below. I'll send you this football. Okay, I'm right.
He's already trying to sell the football.
Well, no, you can win it. One lucky fan can win this. Comment below.
He'll send him a phony.
You're a mental case.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
This guy needs help. Seriously, if I'm Rosenhaus, I get this guy into a program somewhere.
If I'm Rosenhaus, I fire him. Because there's no way. He hasn't collected. Well, how much money has Antonio Brown collected this year? One game check? How much work, how much effort, how many hours do you think Rosenhaus has put into Antonio Brown in the last 4 or 5 months? He ain't gotten paid. If I'm Rosenhaus, I fire him. If I'm that poor Heitner guy, that lawyer who keeps us have to answer, I fire the guy. There's no way he's paid him. He hasn't paid anybody.
Especially,
he's a freaking deadbeat.
Well, that, and especially the lawyer after Wednesday. All you had to do, he was in the clear. I think if he didn't send those texts Wednesday night on this text chain to the second accuser, he's going to play against the Jets. He's still on this team.
Okay, final word is next.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That was fitting with all the technical difficulties we've had here in the last 20 minutes. The final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? Only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Quickly, football season has arrived, and Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse is ready to help you celebrate. A memorable evening awaits you, featuring USDA Prime steaks, fresh seafood, chef-made side dishes, and an award-winning wine list. So whether it's a birthday, anniversary, or even just the latest football victory, Del Frisco's is the place for all your celebrations. Join them in the Seaport location for beautiful harbor views, or in the luxurious Back Bay location on Boylston Street in the Prue. Visit DelFriscos.com to view menus or to make a reservation. They had a great food drop today, thanks to them. What do we got, Murray?
Just one piece of the final word today that was put together by Hardy. It's a Mad Mike on...
Has to be Yaz.
No.
Oh.
Of course. What do you think's been the hot topic here for the last 11 days?
A-B.
A-B.
Tony and Stoneham, what do you got?
Hey, guys. I don't understand you guys at all, really. What do you care about the money for?
I don't.
I mean, it's not... I don't care personally about it, but I think it's a key part of the story.
Why is it even being talked about?
I think it's a key part of the story, Tony, don't you?
All right, key part of the story. And the other thing is, you complain about how much he played in the other game. Why do you want him in there in the second half?
I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you again what happened. He only played 20-something snaps.
There's no competition with that.
I told you, why was Brady and Edelman and everyone else in there?
Because... all right. You just got to... You know, I'm sorry that you came from Minnesota. You had, what, 3 or 4 championships?
Wisconsin, baby! Wisconsin! That's the worst thing you can say to me. That's such an insult, Minnesota. Where are you, some gopher? Some rodent? Come on, Tony. Wisconsin, badger.
He's a badger, and he does the badger boogie.
Much better. Wisconsin, not Minnesota. That's insulting. Now. Now we're hitting below the belt.
And I'm not complaining about the 24 snaps.
I'm not complaining either. It's just gopher. Don't want me in with those creeps. Wisconsin, badger.
I don't understand you guys at all, really.
So true.
Yeah, join the club. There's a long list of those people, Tony.
All right, baseball reporters, Maz, what do we got coming up?
So we're going to go with a bigger picture question tonight because there was a caller on the program, I can't remember if it was last night or the night before, that said something that I thought was way off base, and that is that the Red Sox should, like, rip it apart and start all over, and I just think that is wrong.
So Me too.
I'm curious as to how people look at the team's plight here in the middle of...
How about your partner over there? What does Murray think?
What's that?
I bet you Murray says blow it up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, blow it all up.
You want to rip it apart?
Yeah, rip it apart.
Yeah, I don't want to rip it apart.
I want only 2 players here from this team next year. That's Bogarts and Devers. The rest, ship them all out and start over.
What about Eddie Rodriguez?
No, the hell with him. This was a fluke year. Oh, he's going to get to 20 wins. Whee! Neat.
Don't ask Felger to do that. He can't do that.
That's great.
Weak cheeks.
And I also thought that given the topic, it was also a good night to speak with Alex Spear of the Boston Globe, because I think he gives a pretty measured assessment of where the team is, both in the short term and the long, and also had something interesting today on Mookie Betts and how Mookie Betts perceived the events at Fenway Park this week. Remember, you know, Yaz was out there with his grandson, sort of a nice moment for an iconic Red Sox
figure. Oh, yeah, I remember it.
But Yaz was celebrated in the ballpark, right? I mean, that's what happens to iconic Red Sox.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what Mookie Betts had to say about that, too. That's an interesting perspective from Mookie.
Interesting. Okay. Felger and Maz return Monday at 2. In the meantime, Patriots-Jets Sunday here on 98.5 The Sports Hub without Antonio Brown. The first post-Antonio Brown era Patriots game will come your way here on our network. Pre-game starts at 10 with Beadle and you.
Gasper.
Oh, Gasper. Beadle and Gasper on the pregame. Beadle and Murray are on the postgame.
Yep.
In between, Sosie and Zolak. I'll do the old FC thing if anyone's interested online. Otherwise, is there a Murray show tomorrow at 10 a.m.?
Yeah, just 1 hour.
Very good. So you'll get to Murray tomorrow at 10. The rest of you, Monday at 2. Have a great one. See you then.
Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.